How you doing? You all
right? Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks.
If we could move to Six Nations, and obviously thanks to Scotland, we've won the title, England have. What do you think Eddie Jones has instilled that wasn't there during Stuart Lancaster's reign?
You know, the main thing, which... Okay, he's only been there, what, about 6 weeks in terms of hands-on of the players. It's pretty much the same squad that Stu Lancaster had just a year ago. And you've got to say, Stu Lancaster and Graham Rowntree and his coaches, you know, have really kind of given a great platform and foundation for Eddie Jones to pick up on. I think what Eddie Jones has done is just give them a belief. Sometimes nothing changes, and we've had a lot of change. And that change, a different voice, a different perspective, and just a fresh way of looking at things. We've been the nearly met for so long, and that's not something which you would ever relate to England. We've always been the front runner. We've always set the bar. We haven't of late, but we're back to where, you know, as a proud Englishman, I believe we should be where we should be. But it's not just winning, it's the manner in which we have won. We've got our identity back. Our set piece is functioning well. Defence, once again, outstanding. That physicality, which you'd always lay claim to English packs and backs having, has been there. And we've layered that with exciting runners like the likes of Jack Noel, Mike Brown, Anthony Watson in the back three, you know, are devastating when they give them ball. And, you know, I think it's been great. It's certainly been redemption for a lot of those guys that were part of the World Cup. But, you know, Eddie Jones, his first time of asking to deliver a Six Nations, and in my opinion, from watching France, I can't see anything but an English victory away in Paris. A grand slam on the horizon is just what a turnaround in fortune. Just a few months ago, we're mourning, and it's incredible to think at the first asking we could be celebrating something quite spectacular, something we waited almost 13 years for.
And on game day, England Wales, obviously Wales came pretty close and arguably should have carried on with George North not being out of touch on reflection. Where do you think the sort of turning point was for Wales?
Hey, when you're 21 points to 7 down, you've got no other option apart from to go out and play. And I think the shackles were released. You know, Warren Gatland spoke so much about energy and he didn't see it. You know, he wanted to make change after 25 minutes. And, you know, he knows his team better than any other.
Yeah.
And when you look at the players and they're uncharacteristically playing in a manner which you just don't recognise. Sometimes you just have off days. It doesn't mean Wales are on a decline or anything like that. They just had an off day in a very, very important game. We've all been there. We've all done it. England certainly did that during the World Cup. But, you know, I guess in the last 20 minutes, you've got nothing to lose, everything to play for. And, you know, you can just play with a little bit more freedom. They do play a fairly pragmatic game, but we're forced into playing a bit more of an expansive game. Yeah, George North, he still was in play and they should have resourced that ball, and only God knows what would have happened in those dying moments. But the game wasn't won and lost on that decision. It was the first 60 minutes where England were in complete control, set piece. I mean, they could have scored another couple of tries had we been a little bit more clinical. And that's more of a sign of England could have put 40 points on... They could have scored 40 points onto Wales rather than Wales having a bad day. It just depends which way you're looking at it. I'm looking at it from an English perspective. It's great to see that Wales, one of the most physical teams in Europe, were made to look average. One, yeah, they played their part in it, but secondly, because England played incredibly well.
Yeah. Besides the headline grabbing Itoje, who else has stood for you in the England side?
Owen Farrell. He's, do you know what? He's just outstanding rugby player, intelligent, physical, passionate. He's the best 10 in England. But, you know, selflessly, he's positioned himself at 12. Eddie Jones wanted a ball play in 12. And Owen Farrell's just got on with his job. You know, hasn't had too much game time there at international level. But he's just an intelligent rugby player, and he's just stepped up on every occasion, taking over the goal kicking. His defence has been exceptional. Jamie Roberts, who's been one of the players of the tournament, well, where was he on Saturday? He didn't really feature. Part of that was down to, obviously, the platform for Wales, but, you know, when you were looking at mismatches, I'm sure people thought that Jamie would get a lot of change out of Owen Farrell, but he's been brilliant. He really has. I mentioned Redemption earlier. Well, Chris Robshaw, I think, he's had a massive tournament. Eddie Jones has spoken really highly of him. You know, to bounce back after, you know, captaining a side that got booted out of your own party just a few months ago, to come back, get on with it, have the captaincy stripped from you, play the games, which he's done, play every game with that level of professionalism, I just, you know, you've got to just tip your hat to the guy. You learn so much about people in times of strife, especially in defeat, and he's bounced back, you know, as an incredible guy in character, and the way in which he supported Dylan Hartley is another guy you've got to mention. So much mention about him, you know, is he the right guy? Well, based on the fact we won the Six Nations of a weekend ago, which has never happened, then you've got to suggest that, you know, that was another astute appointment. So, yeah, I mean, I could list a few more, but they're the guys who standing out for me.
All right. And next weekend, do you think Eddie Jones will change the formula, or will it be up gung-ho for the Grand Slam?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're talking about a team that's playing with so much confidence. You know, defensively, they're so strong. Set piece, you know, they're outstanding. And France, looking tatters. I don't see any unity about them. That's the one thing you've got to have at any top-level sport. They're mentally fragile. England will go out there, and I expect them to be the aggressors out there, take control of the game, and they haven't given me any reason to think they're not going to do anything but go out there and not just beat them, but, you know, I think they could put a few points on France. But then France is the most unpredictable team in the Northern Hemisphere. They could just sharpen one day, but do you know what? England will prepare, expecting France to be at their very best. That's what they'll do, and that's how you should prepare. And if that's what England come up against, they'll be well prepared for it. But yeah, like I said, England won't be sitting back. You don't get too many chances and opportunities to be Grand Slam champions, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine, with the mindset England has instilled within them, they're going to let this one slip.
Yeah. And then also there's Wales and Italy, which seems pretty easy to call. Scotland and Ireland should be an interesting clash.
Yeah, well, you know, Ireland provincially have, you know, really struggled. It's the first time none of the provinces have made it into the quarterfinals of the European Champions Cup. And that form really is kind of filtered into their international game. They bounced back, obviously, well against Italy, but to be expected. You know, people say that game, you know, there's not a lot to play for, but I think there is. You know, Ireland will want to finish the Six Nations in, you know, in terrific form. They're second, but they're one but last in a minute, and that's an unfamiliar sight. Scotland, after thrashing France yesterday, I probably feel as if, you know, that's a massive turning point. Beliefs back into them after what's been a tough start to the Six Nations. You know, they've got a lot to play for. I think any time you put on a jersey, you know, no one could ever suggest that competition is meaningless. It means the world to these guys. So it will be an important clash. I mean, you go back to last year and Super Saturday. Scotland really didn't turn up last year. Got beaten 40-10, I think it was. They'll remember that, but they're in a completely different place to where they were last year. That's going to be a massive clash, which both teams are absolutely desperate to win.